We're doing brachot, and we're up to page 184. Sadi Beis Amud Beis in the standard editions, which is page Nun Ches in the Talmud. We had been discussing the different blessings one makes when one sees a house of idol worship destroyed, or he sees Babylon destroyed, and what does what blessings does one make when he sees a new yeshuv, a place that was re-inhabited by Jewish people. And now the Braisa continues. Ula v'rafista. We have a story. We're on the bottom of page Tzadi Beis Amud Beis. The letter Kuf Chaf Hei. Ula and Ravchista Avuka Azlei Be'urcha. They were traveling together. Kimatu apitcha debei Ravchana bar Chanilai. When they came to the entrance of the home of Ravchana bar Chanilai, now, we're going to see exactly who that was in a minute. Nagad Rav Chisda Veitnech. So Rav Chisda broke down. He started sighing. Amar le'ula, amai kamet nachat. Ula asked Rav Chisda, he said, why are you sighing? V'amar Rav anacha shuvert chatzi gufo shel adam. Rav taught us that when one sighs, so that expression of sorrow, sighing, breaks half his body. It's destructive, it's not productive. Shneimar, as the verse says in Ezekiel, God says to the prophet, V'ata ben adam he'anach b'shivron mutnayim. Son of man, I want you to sigh as your thighs break down. And we say mutnayim is the hips, really. The hips is the middle of the body. God says, you sigh and your hips will break down. So you see, a person that sighs is destroying half his body. Rav Yochanan amar af kol gufo shel adam. Rav Yochanan says a person who sighs is doing something destructive to his whole body. Shneimar, the verse says, "Vayak yomru alecha matan enach, v'chi ata kol ruach." And they're going to ask you, "Why are you sighing?" So you will describe to them how there will be complete destruction; all spirit will be destroyed. And so Ezekiel is representing a complete spirit that's destroyed. So if one sighs, Rav Yochanan says he's destroying his whole body. So what are you sighing for? Ula asks Rav Chisda. Amar lei, so Rav Chisda answered him, Hechi lo etnach. How won't I sigh? Beite dehavu ba, shitin afyaita b'imama, v'shitin afyaita b'lelia, v'afyan lechol mandi tzarich. A house where they had 60 cooks by day and 60 cooks by night. They had 60 bakers baking by day, 60 bakers baking by night. And whoever needed any food, they bake it for them. Velo shakul yadam in kisa, and he always had his hand in his pocket, Rav Chana bar Chanilai. Tesavadi ma'ata anya bar tovim, because he said to himself, maybe a pauper will come to me who comes from a noble family. The ademmatu lechisa kamachsif, and by the time I pull out my wallet, he's going to be embarrassed that I'm pulling out some change, some money to give him his charity. So Rav Chana bar Chanilai always had his hand in his wallet so that if a poor man came to him who was from a noble family, he wouldn't have a second of embarrassment. He could pull out the money and give it to him right away. And his house had four entrances from all four directions of the world, north, south, east, west. And if people walked into his house hungry, they left it satiated. So he had this magnificent soup kitchen. He had a whole system set up for the poor by day, by night. You could come whenever you wanted. If you were hungry, there were 60 chefs on hand preparing food. And he would have outside his house, he would have piles of wheat and barley. If anyone was embarrassed to come and ask for food, so when there were years of a drought, he knew there was a shortage out there. People didn't have to fill out forms to come and get charity. If they were embarrassed, they could come. If people were embarrassed to come and take by day, they could come by night when no one would have to see. And they'd come and they'd get their wheat or their barley. Hashtanafal bitala. And now I walk by this house and it's turned into a rubble. This fantastic house of Rav Chana bar Chanilai, now I see it in as rubble. Veloit naf. You want me to see that destruction and not sigh? So that's what Rav Chisda tells him. Of course I'm going to sigh. Rav Chana bar Chanilai had a house that was a bastion of kindness. And now that I see it destroyed, I can't help myself. I sigh. Amar Lei, Sa'ula answered him, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. We're at the top of page Tzadi Gimel. This is what Rabbi Yochanan taught. Miyom shecharav bet hamikdash, from the day that the temple was destroyed, nigzera gzera al batehen shel tzadikin sheyechrevu. It was decreed in heaven that the homes of the righteous will also be destroyed. Shneimar, as the verse says in Isaiah, Veoznai Hashem tzvakot, im lo batim rabim leshamayiyu, gedolim v'tovim me'ein yoshev. I heard in my own ears, the prophet says. I've heard God who commands armies. He said that great houses will be destroyed. Big and good houses will be desolate. So what are big and good houses? It's not talking about the size of the house. It's talking about the amount of kindness that emanates from the house. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, and now he comes to comfort him, he says, and Rabbi Yochanan taught, Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lachziran LeYishuvan. God is destined to re-inhabit them, to resettle them. Shneimar, as the verse says in Tehillim, Habotchim Vashem Kehar Tzion Loimot Lo'olam Yeshev. Those who have faith in Hashem are going to be like Mount Zion that will not be removed. It will be there for eternity. Mahar Tzion Atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lachziran LeYishuvo. Just as God will ultimately re-establish and re-inhabit the mountain of Zion, af batehen shel tzadikim atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu lachziran liyishuvan. So too the houses of the righteous will be resettled. Chazye delo miyatva daite. He saw Rav Chisda, and he sees that Rav Chisda is not being appeased by what he said to him. He's telling him in the future it'll come back, and Rav Chisda still sees the rubble before him. Amar lei dayo le'eved sheyehei kerabo. So he said to him, you know, the servant shouldn't be more than his master. God destroyed his own home. So if Rav Chana bar Chanilai is God's servant, so you don't have to be more upset about his home than the destruction of the temple. If the master destroyed his own home, so then if he destroyed the servant's home, then it's not worse than the master's own home being destroyed. From the day the temple was destroyed, it was decreed that the houses of the righteous shall also be destroyed. It's interesting that the houses of Gush Katif were destroyed directly after Tisha B'Av. You guys, I don't know if you were here then. But that's when it happened. Right after. They were getting ready to do it, and then they decided they're waiting till after Tisha B'Av. Right after Tisha B'Av. Tanu Rabbanan, we have the following, Braisa. Haroe Kivrei Yisrael, one who sees a Jewish cemetery. He sees Jewish graves. Omer, he says the following blessing, and here in Israel, you have this blessing written, engraved outside the graves, outside the cemetery. And in Chutzlar, it's also outside Jewish cemeteries, they have a sign with the following blessing. Baruch asher yatzar etchem bedin, blessed is the one who created you justly. Vezan etchem bedin, and fed you justly. Vechilkel etchem bedin, and sustained you justly. Vasaf etchem bedin, and collected you justly. Atid lakim chemedin, and ultimately will resurrect you justly. Marbreid Ravino, same bimshmeid Rav Nachman. Marbreid Ravino used to conclude the blessing in the name of Rav Nachman as follows. The Yodem ispal kulchem. He knows the exact count of each of you. Vuatid lach yotchem, and he will ultimately give you life again. Velekayem etchem, and to keep you going. Baruch mechayem etim. Blessed is the one who gives life to the dead. And the Gemara concludes, Kivrei Ovdei Kochavim, if he sees a non-Jewish graveyard, he says, Bosha Imchem, he says the verses in Jeremiah.